Well, I tell you, he had a good elimination, didn't he? Well, I had a, when I was about 20 years old, I had attacked of gall stones.
Yes.
And I had to take, I took olive oil in the morning, this doctor had, and a Epsom salts at night for about 6-7 years. So I said, I've had enough wrong with me, but I just, you know, the doctor told me what to do, and if they tell you what to do, well, you can't help but live, can you?
You got by okay. But you said before you had a hernia, you
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I drink coffee all my life. I drink coffee ever since I didn't start till I was about 30. Because my husband, he didn't like coffee. So we never did drink coffee until I reckon we was 30 years old before we started drinking coffee.
How do you like your coffee?
I'm straight. It's got to be black. Black, strong coffee, nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just coffee.
Without
anything? Without cream or sugar or nothing.
Okay. Now, you crushed cane and you boiled the juice and you made
sorghum molasses or Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Louisiana, there's two different canes. Now, the sorghum is made from a sorghum cane. Louisiana is made from ribbon cane, they call it. That's that blue, you know. The sorghum is green.
Yes.
The whole thing. Well, the Louisiana is that has the purple in joints, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You've chewed that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Louisiana molasses.
What else would you?
Could you make that out? Well, now, in Louisiana, of the Louisiana can, see, that's where the blackstrap comes from.
Yes.
And, you know, I heard on TV the other night they are making that black, you know, blackstrap molasses are so good for cows. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. They make it into dried blocks now to feed instead of, we used to feed it, my husband and I. Richard never has fed much and he doesn't like it, but that's good for cows.
Oh, they love it too.
Yeah. Oh, child, they'd, as you say, lick the trough clean. But now they make it in Texas in bricks to feed.
I'm going to buy me one and have a lick.
Yeah.
You know,
listen, do you like molasses?
Oh, sure.
You know, you can buy this blackstrap molasses. Some folks I was nursing for had a little bottle, and it was so good, they gave me some. This one, of course, see, that's sweet, too. I love honey. I love any, because sorghum molasses is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love anything sweet. Well, I do steal a little sorghum molasses, because you need the iron in that. You see, it's full of iron.
Mm-hmm.
Sorghum, I don't like Louisiana. It's too sweet. I never did like, and I love honey. But
okay. Did you call one thing to distinguish that between sugar? What would y'all call it? Any kind of sweetening or something like that? You ever hear folks talk about long sweetening?
Yeah, short sweetening and long sweetening.
What?
Yeah. Well, that was the molasses, was the long sweetening.
Mm-hmm.
The molasses.
And you put that in your coffee, you called it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, something, you know, a lot of times a lot of stuff you get now is imitation, like that maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the real?
Mm-hmm. That was
genuine
stuff, or yeah. Real?
You call that the really good stuff, huh?
Yeah, there's another name for that. What is that? I can't think right now, but there should be another name for that.
Well, now, what you have on the table to season your food with, just...
Salt and pepper.
Okay. Now, there were some apples on the table, and you wanted one, you'd say... What? You know, all the kids standing around when you were younger.